And we're back here on Downtown as we're now joined on the phone by Bianca Kailik, who plays Leslie Burton on the NBC comedy series Undateable, which airs Tuesday nights on NBC at 9 p.m. with another episode coming up tonight. Bianca, welcome to Downtown.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And you even said my last name right.
I did some research making sure. I checked and listened to it like 800 times to make sure, but glad I was able to do that. Well, let's first start and talk about your career, which began in dancing and ballet. How do you think that translated to your acting career? Are the things you can take some elements from ballet that you can take to have the successful acting career that you had?
Well, I think most importantly is it just was that I discovered my love of performing in general. I don't think I was built physically nor mentally to be a ballet dancer, so I certainly got to a point where I realized that that was not the career path for me, but I just loved being on stage. I was always being told to tone it down. So I found a better way of expressing myself through acting, for sure.
One of my favorite comedy sitcoms over the last 10 years or so was Rules of Engagement, which you were a key part of with David Spade, Patrick Warburton, among others. How was that experience like for you, and how has that translated now to Undateable with the success that that show had? Is it easier now with Undateable that you said, I've had the success, I now know what exactly I need to go out there and do with the script and everything to have a successful program?
Oh, you know, I mean, first of all, it was such a an amazing experience to be on a show for 7 years with such wonderful people and to be on something that people really love and continue to love. You know, I hear every day on Twitter from fans who are still watching and catching up and discovering even Rules of Engagement. And I certainly was nervous at the end of our run about how that would translate into another job. And I was fortunate enough to get right on something that not only made it on the air, but has now made it to the second season. So, you know, I think comedy has always been a little bit of a challenge for me. I don't feel as comfortable in it as I do drama. But I certainly feel like at least I must be doing something right if I continue to have a job doing it.
Well, let's talk about the show and your character, too. Leslie is just recently divorced, and now she's going through a different time in her life, and that sets up very nicely into the plot of the show.
Yeah, it's, you know, I think it's not so much a show about people who are undateable as it is a show about a group of friends who all have flaws and help not only to point out those flaws, but then also to have each other's back and love them despite the flaws. And you know, Leslie is a lovable, desperate woman who's just trying a little too hard to find the right guy.
You've been in a lot of cameos and appearances in different TV shows like Freaks and Geeks and a very good episode of Psych that I remember that I really enjoyed you in as well. Has there been one appearance on a different show that you've really enjoyed that stuck out over another one?
You know, I really had an awesome time on Freaks and Geeks. I think, in retrospect, it's more of a like, wow, cool, I got to be a part of that show, if even for, you know, a small little part. But I did do a show that, never made it to series called Semper Fi that Spielberg produced. And that really sticks out to me because it was about the Marine Corps and we actually were sent to Parris Island in South Carolina to go through boot camp. And to witness what the recruits go through in order to become Marines. And that was just a life-changing experience for me.
Now, you mentioned how you like to play drama in that show as well. Has there been a role that you have yet to play, either on TV or on film, that you would just love to get your hands on someday?
I think I'd just love to do an action movie. I love being physical and to play like a butt-kicking woman would be like, I think it'd be fun. I think it would be fun to be a part of a big movie in that way. So, but anything, I'm open. I just love being able to embrace different characters.
Who are some of the people you looked up to either in just the acting field in general or the comedy field that have kind of made you the person you are today?
I always loved Lucille Ball. I mean, I think obviously she was an iconic figure in comedy. You know, I've always appreciated Sandra Bullock and her ability to be a funny woman and also a serious actress at the same time. And on the guy side, Jeff Bridges is such an idol of mine. I love him. I think he is so relatable and able to, again, do that, both comedy and drama.
Talking with Bianca Kailik here. She plays Leslie Burton on the NBC comedy series Undateable, which another episode is on tonight on NBC at 9 p.m. Noticing here on your bio that it says you love traveling and going to different places. Where in the continental United States has been your favorite to go to?
Well, we just went to Nashville for the first time, my husband and my daughter and I, for Thanksgiving. And I had never been before, and I really love that city. It's such a cool place with such great food. I really enjoyed myself there.
And you're also married to Mike, who's a radio personality, so this must be old hat for you.
Yes, I've gotten very used to it. He's good. I go and do his show, Love Line, with Dr. Drew quite a bit. And so it's definitely made me a little more comfortable in my skin when I have to do radio interviews.
Well, it definitely shows. Thanks again for your time, Bianca. Really appreciate it. And we'll be sure to check out Undateable coming up tonight at 9 p.m. on NBC. Bianca, best of luck, and thanks again for the time.
Thank you. It was really fun. Thanks so much.